This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, welcome to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living here at Empower Radio. Today, as you're listening to this, is my first live video chat, and we're in the middle of this crazy COVID thing. And for me, it has become so important to see faces, especially faces of those I love. You know, I say I love the world. And my guest today, Scott Stabile, it is his mission to not only love the world, but to help you fall in love with yourself and fall in love with the world. And I love this man. I'm so excited that he is my first video guest. And even though we live a short distance away right now, this is how we're connecting. So welcome, Scott.
I love you. I'm so happy to be here. I can't believe you're like literally a 2-minute bike ride away from where I am right now.
Right.
And here we are.
We would meet and walk in the park.
Yeah.
You know, and now we can walk, and we are going to, before our journeys take us somewhere else, we're going to walk here in our neighborhood.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So how are you doing? How are you doing through all of this?
You know, I'm doing okay. I would say lots of ups and downs emotionally. I think like many people, especially in the beginning weeks. But I would say generally speaking, my energy is fairly calm these days. It's like, I mean, not without heartbreak and not without some fear and not without all of it, you know. And I think what's just helping me a lot is a real deep commitment to allow for whatever I'm feeling and do my best not to judge it. Mm-hmm. Do my best not to try to force myself out of any feeling or into any feeling. And I find that when I'm able to be present in that way with what's going on for me, it just creates a general sense of peacefulness that isn't there when I'm in resistance to what is, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of overall, I would say, where I am these days. How about you?
Very similar. I think I've had more intense emotional outbursts than I normally would have in my life. And through all of this, there's telehealth. So I have a wonderful therapist who is body, mind, and soul. I might be a little too personal, but I think it's really important for whether it's a professional therapist or someone like you or I that's willing to listen without judgment and help people come back to that pause. Yeah. Right?
For sure.
And so I think that that's where I'm at. And I find a lot of inspiration and pause by looking at people's Instagram feeds and reading their stuff like yours, right? I need cheerleaders because they're not in my physical space.
Yeah.
So I love what you post on Instagram, you know, to inspire people. And I don't know if you can see it. I'm going to move my phone a little bit. My producer probably won't like that, but I have from one of the classes that I took of yours, I have on in front of my drum, and I see it every day. I'm going to read it out loud really quick, but it's one of my main inspirations. I love you. I believe in you. You are enough exactly as you are. Look at me. I'm crying.
I do love you.
I love you. And I see that every day. So, and I'm thankful. I'm so grateful for your voice and that you show up to empower and love the world.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I would say the same for you, because for me, you're doing the same thing. You know, we're doing it in our own way with our own energy.
Yeah.
And I would say one of the things that's really been great for me during this time. I've committed to going live every day for the past, with the exception of last Sunday, I think for the past 6 or 7 weeks, every day, because I feel like that's a way that I can be of service and be present for the social media communities that follow my work. And it's been really wonderful for me to just, because I feel like what I'm able to provide for people, especially if they're freaking out, and we're all freaking out. I mean, this is a messy time and an unpredictable time. And though I opened with, I'm feeling a general sense of calm, and that is true. That's what's underlying all the other stuff that's happening. Mm-hmm. But what I find is that one of my strengths is I'm able to show up with a real calmness for people when they are freaking out, you know, and hold space for what they're going through. And in these daily live kind of community gatherings on Facebook and Instagram, it's been really cool. And just a way for people to check in and not judge each other for what we're feeling, but just kind of like, where are you? How are you? How can we talk about love? And what does love do in the face of this? What does truth do in the face of this? What does just acceptance do for what we're experiencing? And it's wild, Terry, because the early days of the pandemic.
Right. It's only been 2 months and we're still saying early days. We're already
saying. It's so wild. Such an unusual thing. But I think there was a part of me in the earlier weeks where I was so connected to like finding the meaning and going within and like, how am I changing? And what's this bringing up? And it's funny because what I'm sitting with these days is that it's coming back to presence with whatever's going on. Yeah. And what I'm seeing is it doesn't matter if there's a pandemic going on. This was happening before the pandemic. It's happening during the pandemic. It's happening in the early days. It's happening in the later days. This understanding that where I want to be in my life, where I believe my deepest work is, some of my deepest work is for myself, is coming to okayness with whatever, not needing to force anything, not needing to force meaning, not needing to force a change, not needing to have an awakening, not needing any of it, and just allowing for any of it at the same time. And what comes through, comes through. What happens, happens. What doesn't, doesn't. And the lesson for me, again, is can you be in your acceptance with all of it as much as possible?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Gave me chills from head to toe, really. Yeah. And I like the way that you described it as acceptance. You know, we used to use the word non-judgment and non-attachment and detachment. And I really like that you said acceptance. Can I just accept where I'm at?
Yeah.
You know?
And can I accept the part of me that can't accept where
I'm at? Can't accept it.
There's always a deeper level. There's always a more expansive place to go with it. And this has been a through line for my life for many years now. And the pandemic didn't change that. You know, I think there was a part of me that was just like, oh my God, this is going to be so powerful and everything inside is going to change because of it and grow. And I'm like, we're all going to be changed by this because you can't live through this and not be changed.
No.
But it's likely not going to look like how you want it to look necessarily,
right.
Because I want everything to be like the thing that heals me completely and turns me into the all loving being, you know, and it's like the thing that gets me to stop my social media addiction and my phone addiction. And I haven't, it's like, and that's okay. You know?
Right. Well, yeah, we want to have this ginormous like epiphany. Yeah. And to say to everybody what you said, you know, oh my God, this is what changed me and it can change you.
Totally.
But that's not the case.
Yeah.
You know, I love that you say it's really about going within. And that, of course, There are so many ways that people are talking about that, but we are forced to go within.
Yeah.
We have no choice.
Yeah.
And some of the things I see is that it's kind of been good for the planet, you know, that in and of itself could be the beautiful offering that we got. Oh my gosh, you know, we got 2 months of less carbon emissions and things like that. Doesn't have to be this spectacular thing. Maybe it's just that you love more, or maybe it's just.
Yeah.
That it's just. It's I got through it.
Exactly. And I think for me, that has been one of the great, I mean, the planetary stuff for me is a huge gift of this.
Yeah.
It's profound. And when I tap into gratitude, which gratitude's a regular practice for me anyway. And, you know, what comes up for me in a huge way around this is the breath that our planet is getting. It's unfortunate that we human beings are so stubborn in our ignorance. You know what I mean? It really is profoundly unfortunate that the way we're showing up and what it takes to kind of shake us and wake us up. And we'll even see if how many of us come through this awaken to a new sustainable way of being. I'm hopeful that some will, you know, and right. We'll see. And I don't even say that from this elevated place. I'm often trying to really take ownership for my place before I pass any judgment on others, you know, and I'm seeing the ways in which I live in an unsustainable way, ways in which I live that do not benefit the planet. And, you know, I recognize that. And I can't even promise that I'm going to change. I don't know. We'll see. I hope that that certain awakenings that have come from this move me into my life in a different way, a more thoughtful way, a more reflective way. Mm-hmm. I certainly feel as committed to love as I ever have.
Yeah.
I certainly feel the benefits of love as much as I ever have, just in the live community gatherings I'm having and how much the open-heartedness and the compassion that in the people that show up there, how much that is serving all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And how much it benefits everything, no matter what, all the time. You know?
Yeah. And to me, you are just such a wonderful example of how living authentically and living with that wide open heart can really make your life so much better. Listeners, we're talking with Scott Stabile here, and I have a confession to make. I loaned out Big Love to my daughter, but this is my coffee table book.
Oh, thank you.
I love this book.
Thank you.
I love opening up random. Today I opened it up and it said, pick one. And it said, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful. And I'm like, okay, I'll own that.
I know. I love that page, those pages.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and so thank you for doing that and for showing up and giving such wonderful workshops, not only that I've been able to attend, but all over the world. So listeners, make sure that you are viewers. I guess I need to say viewers right now.
Yeah.
Check it out and see what happens. So really, though, I appreciate your authenticity. And I look at your feed sometimes and you talk about things that I know are probably hard for you to bring up, you know, and you do it anyway.
Well, aren't you tired of shame? I mean, the reason these things are hard to bring up that are typically hard to bring up is because some part of us feels ashamed by them.
Yeah.
You know? And I can't pretend that I've completely transcended all of my shame, but I'll tell you what, I am not under the foot of shame nearly as much as I used to be. And when you stop being a pawn to your shame, you much more naturally start to operate in your vulnerability and in your truth and in your authenticity. And the gifts, as you know, the gifts that come from that are innumerable and unimaginable and unpredictable. Mm-hmm. And I'm shown time and again that when I'm willing to be present in my vulnerability, and it's always difficult. It's always difficult to be vulnerable because you're in your vulnerability, you're raw, you're exposed, you're open. And what you're allowing for in that place is rejection, is judgment, condemnation, mm-hmm. you know, and the beautiful part of allowing yourself to be there is that the other gift that comes from it, because I actually believe it's a gift. If you're showing up in your vulnerability and somebody tries to shame you for that, there's good information in that. There's good information. This is not a person that I'm going to choose to invite into my life in this same way.
Right.
And knowing that, knowing the relationships that actually serve us and uplift us and add more meaning to our lives is important. It's equally important to pay attention to the relationships or situations or jobs or circumstances or whatever it is that is actually depleting us, mm-hmm. is taking away from our energy, is not serving us, and to stop giving energy to those circumstances and relationships, you know, and then the gift, of course, of vulnerability, along with that, is the invitation that you send out to others when you're really willing to just root yourself in your truth and be vulnerable and speak what is real for you. It is an invitation for others to do the same.
Yeah. We have, many of us have walked in that shame and guilt and betrayal and judgment for a large part of our life. Mm-hmm. And so when you can witness it and then be a part of it, it's a game changer. Mm-hmm. To be with somebody that you know is not going to give any of that back to you, that's just going to hold space for you and love you as you are, yeah. It's the most beautiful gift you can give to yourself and to somebody else.
Absolutely. It is such a gift. And for people listening or watching who might be saying to themselves, like, I'll never get beyond my shame. It's too late for me. This pattern's been a part of my life for too long. It is never too late. Mm-mm. The only thing we have for sure is this present moment. Mm-hmm. Truly, this moment right now is all we've got. And it's what we do from this moment on that matters the most. It's what we do from this moment on that will always matter the most. And it simply can't be too late. If you are here, you're living, you're breathing, and you have a willingness to create change in your life, you have a willingness to move beyond your shame, and you start following up that willingness with awareness of the ways in which you are not serving yourself by your thoughts and your actions, and you start taking actions that actually do serve you, that speak to love of self. These are the ways we transcend shame. These are the ways we get more rooted in authenticity, in truth, in love of self. And it's like, start now. Just start now. It's okay. It doesn't matter if you've lived 40 years in self-hatred. That does not in any way suggest that the rest of your life will be lived in the same place. We are powerful beyond measure in our ability to transform our lives, transform our relationships with ourselves. Just start now. And, you know, and please go ahead.
No. That gave me chills. It just gave me chills again from head to toe, and that it's never too late. Somebody at one time said to me, every second gives us another chance. Yeah. And if we can just keep reminding ourselves that, and that it's a story. I mean, you have talked about this in your workshops. It's a story. You know, this is what was the story.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what can be the story? And let's make that what can be your new story.
Absolutely. And it is not easy. None of this is easy. No. It takes work. For me, it's the work of a lifetime. Yeah. I expect to be giving my energy and intention to my healing, my spirituality, my growth until I die.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. And I know you do too. This is like, I love it because it serves me in such a beautiful way. It's the thing that adds most meaning to my life. It's the thing that allows me to find peace in my day. It helps me move through my anxiety. It helps me move forward with my fears. It helps everything. And it helps me when I'm, even when my mind is most warped with self-abuse, I'm so practiced at loving myself that there's always a whisper that is reminding me, you are worthy, baby. You are beautiful. You are loved. And it's because I give energy to this. It's because I work at it. And I bring that up because I really believe I can say with commitment to people, if you give your energy to loving yourself, if you make a commitment to it, if you have a willingness, you are going to find your way there. Write letters to that love that lives within you. Pray to that love that lives within you. We are all imbued with a universe of love inside of us. And then it's existing everywhere outside of us, which is to say love is everywhere. It is impossible to lose it.
Yeah.
We can distance ourselves from it by a world of conditioning and past traumas and all the different stories we've created for ourselves, but you can never lose it, which means it's always there for you. Mm-hmm. If you're not finding it in your life, really create that connection by through letter. I write letters, literally. Love, I need you. Pray, literally, love, show up in my life in a deeper way. Please, I need you. Give your energy over to it and it will show up. That's been my experience.
It reminds me of, remember those bands they used to have that said, what would Jesus do?
Yeah, totally. Like,
what would love do?
Totally.
It's right here for me, right?
Totally.
It is right here. And I love that you said it's not gone. It is always here. And I mean, as you see, I have things all over my house because I'm human. And I fall into that trap where, oh, I'm not going to say the F-bomb. Remy, I won't say the F-bomb. You know, like I'm not feeling good enough, or I said something that I shouldn't have said. And oh, well. Every now and then I see that sign on my wall that says I am exactly enough as I am from my friend Scott, you know, or on my bathroom mirror, I have, I love you with a big heart on it. So that every time I go wash my hands a million times a day,
yeah,
I see I love you.
Yeah.
So that I can remind myself, right?
Yeah. These things make a difference. And every second we're doing that, it is an act of love. It's an act of self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, the other thing I feel it's important for people to know and really internalize as much as you're able is that your worth is not to be debated. That we are born worthy, we will die worthy. Our worth is inherent as human beings, as divine energy, and that it's not predicated on achieving anything or succeeding or being this skinny or being this beautiful or having a perfect children or any of that. All of that is beautiful. If it contributes to your life in a meaningful way, it has nothing to do with your worth.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've noticed for myself is that when I really understood the truth of that, when I really understood that I am inherently worthy, I have always been and always will be, it allows me to move through my life with the energy of that worth. And what we invite into our lives from this open, expansive, worthy place is wholly different than what we are likely to invite into our lives when we are not enough and we're like this.
Yeah.
You know, it's totally different energy. And everything is energy, Terry. And you know this.
I mean,
as much as anybody, it's everything is energy. And when I remember that, I love it so much because what I tune into is everything around me is energy. Everything in me is energy, which is to say, I am all energy. You are all energy and everything is energy. So that means we have more power to manipulate and create the world that we're living in and around us because we're of the same, you know, and there's magic in that. There's power in that. And it's just another for me reminder that it's never too late to start creating in a different way, to start working with what's within you and what's outside of you in a more powerful way, a more intentional way, and see from that place the relationships that you create, the circumstances you magnetize, the possibilities that you magnetize into your life from that place.
That was beautiful. That was absolutely brilliant. I cannot wait to rewind and listen to that. Okay, to listen to the whole conversation. Yeah. But I love how you said that. I love it. So we have a minute left.
Okay.
And I want to remind everybody to check out Scott. You will not be sorry. Yes, the book, Big Love. Oh, and all of his information will be here on the Soulful Living page at Empower Radio. But you can also go to scottstabile.com. Tell him Terry sent you. Mwah. And how much I love you. So that was really an amazing end of the show. Normally, I ask people to give me like a 30-second thought for someone to take out into the day. But I love that one.
Okay, cool.
But I'm still going to put you on the spot.
For a 30-second thought.
30-second thought of the day.
Here's the thing I want to remind people. What I believe is that in our heart center, we are all love. So if you go within to your heart, all that's there for you is love. And its command is always the same, just love. In our soul center, we are all peace and stillness. So if you go into your soul, it's going to remind you that you are okay. And all is okay. And we can be peaceful no matter what. Mm-hmm. So continue to go within to your heart, go within to your soul over and over and over again, and it will be there for you.
That's great.
I love you so much, Terry.
And just love.
And just love you.
I love you so much. And come take a walk through the tulips.
Yeah, tomorrow. Seriously. Okay.
I love you. Thank you. And Remy, wherever you are, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Remy.